We begin to live when we begin to understand ourselves. We begin to live when we begin to understand ourselves. Up until the time that we understand ourselves, we don't understand anything. We have no knowledge about what's going on in the world. All our life is a rather meaningless thing. We're living from day to day, from excitement to excitement, from experience to experience, and really not knowing anything. But when we learn to understand how to live, when we begin to live is when we begin to understand who we are. When we begin to understand just who and what we are and what is our purpose in being in this life here on this planet Earth. Oh, we've got all sorts of interpretations of who and what we are and what our purpose is on this planet and what we want to do in this life. But do we really understand? Do we really understand it? Do we think we have to go and do for others? Do we think we have to live our lives to bless the world and bless others? Hardly. We don't do that one little bit. We live our lives to bless ourselves, to bless everything we are, to be that which we are, the glorious being that we are, the wonderful being that we are, the magnificent being that we are. That's what we're living our lives for. No other purpose. No other purpose whatsoever, because what other reason is there? If you are a happy person, then everything in your world is happy. If you are a person who understands what you're doing and doing it well, then you are the happiest person in the universe. If you are seeing what's going on in your life, then you are the happiest. Now, no one else can make you happy. No one else can make you sad. No one else can make you fulfilled or in any way limited. Only yourself. And only as we do this for and through ourselves, does our life mean anything? Does it leave our life have any purpose, any direction? No. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are the ones that set the world on fire. And it's a wonderful thing that we're setting on fire, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, just to be ourselves and to have fun, just to know who we are. Now, when a man begins to understand himself, then alone does he begin to live. When you begin to understand, now, what is it? Let's just take the most basic possibility that we can take. Our body is a temple of the living spirit. Our body is absolutely wonderfully designed. Our body is absolutely perfect. Now, that we are not understanding our body causes us to think that it is not perfect. That we do not understand our body and understand that we are designed perfectly, that every atom is made perfect in our body, every organ, action, function of our body is perfect. If we don't understand that, then we will live in the attitude that that is not the case, that we are not perfect, that we are not, we are only human. Oh, we want to say that about ourselves and how silly that is. But that's not who we are. When a man begins to understand himself, he begins to live for the first time. He begins to come out and be that magnificent being that he is. And this only comes from self-awareness. This only comes from self-appreciation. This only comes from self-dedication to the reality that you are, to the reality that I am, to the reality that is. And when we live in that reality that is, what happens to us? When we live in the reality that is, then we are really being our ideal self. Do you want to be your ideal self? Well, you got to figure out what it is first. Do you want to be your ideal being, your ideal mind, your ideal spirit, your ideal self in every aspect of your being? Well, the only way you can do that is when you recognize that you are ideal, that you are pure, you are perfect, you are wonderful. When you recognize that you are these things, then you are on your first step to beginning to live. Because up until that time, you're just sort of drifting around in the nothingness of the universe, and you are going nowhere very fast. But when you begin to recognize that you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are marvelous, you are beyond imagination, you are the ultimate of the ultimate, then your life is filled with such joy and peace and harmony, such wisdom, such magic, that nothing can compare to it. You don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is. Can you say, I am ideal, and know what it means to say that you're ideal? Can you say, I am ideal, and say that you are really ideal? Well, you can. You can, because that's who you really are. You really are ideal. You really are wonderful. You really are marvelous. You really are all that could ever be. I like the word ideal. Ideal has no preconceived notions about it. Ideal is just absolutely ideal. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal being. I am ideal in all ways. And when I say that about myself, what do I do and what happens to me? I am always seeing my best. I am always seeing what my purpose is to be. And my purpose is to be wonderful, fabulous, glorious, marvelous now. That's my purpose to be. And it's a wonderful purpose. So if I begin to recognize that I am living in my ideal form, whether I outpicture it or not quite at this moment, that doesn't matter. But to know that my reality is my ideal self, then I am on the right path. Then everything opens up for me. Then everything is truth for me. But first I have to affirm and aware and be aware of who I am. Think about it for yourself. Think about it. When you begin to understand yourself, you begin to live for the first time in your life. You begin to express, reveal, outpicture all the glories that you are, all the magic that you are, all the wonder that you are, all that you are, and how great that is. Begin to understand now who you are. In your human physical mind, you didn't create anything that you are here, but in your spiritual self, you created everything. And you came forth on this planet to be the ideal man, the ideal being, the ideal expression of all that is good. That's who and what you are. Now, the next step, what comes after that? What comes after that of being who and what you are? What comes after that is to live who and what you are. To every moment say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal body, my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in the ideal that I am. I know what it means to be ideal. I want nothing, I need nothing, I am everything. My body is a temple of the living spirit, that is me. And that body is perfect and wonderful and glorious and good, and it does everything I want it to do because I understand myself. And then alone do I begin to live, and I accept that moment right now. Now I begin to live, because now I am that divine self of me. I know I am ideal, and it is done. And it is wonderfully done, fabulously done, gloriously done, because I have claimed it after I named it, and I live it every moment of my life. Join me in this revelation of understanding for yourself and be the happiest being in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.